The following is a Barrett Sports Media production. We do the digging, so you don't have to.
We've got breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Bringing you the biggest stories from the industry you care about. This is the Media Noise Podcast.
Well, let's hear it.
Now, here's your host, Dimitri Ravanos.
A big ESPN-focused episode of the show is ahead today. Jason Barrett and I are going to chat about the coming changes to ESPN Radio for the entirety of the show. So stick around for that. First, again, entirely ESPN focused episode. Let's dive in on Rachel Nichols being done at ESPN. The jump has been canceled. I believe this is the beginning of ESPN moving in a completely different direction with its NBA coverage. And again, I would stress, I believe. I am not speaking from any insider knowledge here. I think it is crappy what happened to Rachel Nichols. I think it is very rare that audio is described as one person going off on a coworker, and it includes the things, I think Maria Taylor is very talented, I want all the best things for her. You know, Rachel Nichols at the end of the day was complaining something that was in her contract was not being honored and was acknowledging the reason why. It sucks. Appearances, though, do matter when you're talking about a publicly traded company, so I get it. I get ESPN's decision to move on. I also think the Maria Taylor tape, let's refer to it that way, is a very convenient thing to have happened for ESPN, because with Dave Roberts taking over production of all NBA broadcasts for the network, I just believe that dude wanted to put his stamp on things. Like, everything about ESPN's NBA presentation is, in the public mind, kind of subpar when compared to TNT. And so there was always going to be this, I guess, just lingering discomfort, or at least there should have been if people that were part of NBA Countdown, The Jump, etc. There should have been this lingering discomfort until the season began of what all could change. And I say that saying, there's a big part of me that thinks even if Rachel Nichols was a beloved model employee, she was still probably going to be on the chopping block just by virtue of new bosses coming in. It just certainly doesn't help what happened, and sometimes you have to move on. I also think if you look at the chatter on Twitter, there are a lot of people that don't know what Rachel's reputation is amongst her colleagues, because all the jokes about Fox News waiting to scoop her up, getting ready to read her first article on OutKick, clearly that is not who Rachel Nichols is. She got caught in a private conversation, acknowledging something that nobody was supposed to say out loud. I don't think there is anything in that audio or anything in her past that would lead you to believe that Rachel Nichols is just waiting to put on a show that is sponsored exclusively by MyPillow. All right, Jason Barrett is jumping on with me now, because it really, Jason, almost doesn't matter what else happened in the media world this week. This site, your brand, was built on sports radio. And when we have what is another seismic shift with ESPN Radio, the third in the span of, what, 18 months? Like, if you go back to the beginning of the pandemic, like, man, if you are that network, how do you justify this to affiliates?
Look, it's a hard time. I understand people don't like change. And, you know, radio stations, especially in 2021 compared to 2001, you're going to be changing more. I mean, you know, the social climate, the advertising climate coming off a pandemic, contracts and money being higher. All that being said, when you're a national network, you have to provide stability to local stations if you want them to continue to do business with you. That doesn't mean you have to keep everything intact, but you can't be changing morning shows 3 to 4 times in 5 years, drive time afternoon 4 or 5 times in 5 years. You know, look, I've said plenty of times on the record, I like ESPN Radio. I like a lot of people there. There are a lot of good people behind the scenes that do great work there. And there's some really talented people still on the air. Mike Greenberg is one of them. That being said, the amount of change is frightening for market managers. It's disappointing for program directors. And, you know, I've written this piece before. I've talked to leadership there. And they all, everyone's aware, this is not a hidden secret. A lot of people are really frustrated and questioning whether or not they should be in business with Bristol. I still see value in the four letters, still see value in the play-by-play, still see some value in the talent for sure. But when you're dealing with local markets who are going out to tell advertisers and their own lineup, hey, promote this, promote that, you have to be able to provide stability. And when you constantly change as much as they've been, you're putting yourself in a tough spot to be able to guarantee long-term customers. That's just the reality of what comes when these kind of things happen.
You know, so you talk about stability being the real problem here. And I totally agree, because I think quality-wise, and if you think I'm nuts, say so. I think quality-wise, I think Kellerman and Keyshawn is a much better morning show. You know, and Jay Williams will provide what he provides. I think Chris Canty in the afternoons is an upgrade over Shanae. I've always thought Shanae is talented, but not on radio. But that being said, you're right. You cannot get away from how many times now ESPN has completely turned this lineup over.
So here's a couple thoughts. Obviously, I agree. Max is a major upgrade over Zubin. I will tell you this. I don't know that I like starting my morning with Max Kellerman yelling at me.
Okay? Right.
It, like, Max is more built for middle of the day afternoon. But that said, he's way more talented at radio. He's a very good radio guy. Okay. So him with Keyshawn, of course, is a bigger show. My concern, and think about this, if you're a market manager today, can I trust that in 6 months to 12 months, they're not telling me Jay Williams has left the morning show to go be an analyst?
Listen, I think given what Keyshawn and Kellerman have already established as a relationship, I would not be shocked if this happens in less than 6 months.
Okay, now we'll take it a step further. Max Kellerman's contract comes up. Max was taken off First Take. Max has something, and I don't know this. I'm just giving you a scenario that I think a lot of people would wonder. How does Max feel when he signed the contract to do First Take, got moved to do morning drive, which means he has to wake up early, do morning right. radio, doesn't feel he has as big a platform. His contract comes up, someone else wants him, and now Max goes, maybe I don't want to do the morning show on radio anymore, right?
Right.
Can you tell me this is a show you can build for the next 3 to 5 years? For the next 6 months, I absolutely am on board. Max and Keyshawn is better than Zubin and Keyshawn with Jay Will. Chris Canty moves. I thought Chris did a really nice job in New York. Okay. Everything you just said, and this is one of the frustrations. Most people could see Shanae has talent. I'm not going to say Shanae's not talented. I like her. But you also knew she was playing in the WNBA and she works in TV. I didn't think she would be in radio in 5 years. Most people I talked to didn't think it would last even that. Nobody was saying it'll only last a year. So here we are. It's almost a year to the date.
Right.
And you're changing a show. So I like Ola Jr. a lot. I think he's a really talented guy. You're changing a show that, do we even know that Mike and Chris are going to have chemistry?
Right. Like, yeah, fair.
What we know is we really like Chris. We think he could do some TV. He's been on radio. We think it'll work, but you think it'll work. You don't know it'll work.
Yeah.
And we thought it would work with Shanae. We thought it would work with Zubin. You got to, at some point, enough thinking about whether it'll work. You got to know that it'll work. You got to know that Mike Greenberg will be there for the next 3 to 5 years. Okay. You got to know that Max Kellerman is going to be your morning show for 3 to 5 years. I mean, look, the only time Fox has had an issue in the last 5 years, for the most part, Christine Leahy moves off. They move Joy Taylor up. No real change. If anything, Joy's a better radio talent for Colin. Clay obviously gets this big platform to replace or step in and take the time slot forward for Rush Limbaugh. So now Fox has to change morning drive. But you've known every day, Dan Patrick, Colin Cowherd, Doug Gottlieb, the Odd Couple, Jason Smith, Ben Maller, they're there. They're stable. And so That's what networks ultimately have to provide if they want to be on a couple hundred stations. If you're running a thing for 10 markets and you own five of them, do what you got to do. Like, I don't care. You know, ESPN New York and ESPN LA have changed their lineup constantly.
Mm-hmm.
They own those stations. They could do that. But when you're dealing with a bunch of different companies, iHeart, Odyssey, Max, Hubbard, Bonneville, you got to be able to deliver consistency. Otherwise, these groups are going to have bigger conversations and go, again, why are we in business here?
Right.
Who else could we be in business with? And I'd like to see everybody have success together. I'd rather see Bristol deliver that way. That way their partners are happy, other than, okay, let's all figure out how not to work together. Because that doesn't benefit the network, the people involved in it, or the companies that are putting their programming on.
So you mentioned all those companies that own affiliate stations, and I'm not saying that one type of affiliate has a problem that the other doesn't. Like, these are different levels of investment, right? But I do wonder, what are you thinking today if you are an affiliate that is all network until afternoon drive? And what are you thinking if you're the kind of affiliate that is live and local from, say, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day?
If you're the affiliate that is network till afternoon drive, it means you probably don't have a lot of budget to be able to pay local talent. So you're kind of at the mercy of the network.
Mm-hmm.
And we could debate all day. Is Zubin great? Is Jay great? Is Keyshawn great? Like, most stations, they'll have their opinions, but they're not gonna get in or out of business with you based on that, right? They'll obviously have preferences, but they don't have enough stroke to be able to say, we demand this.
Yeah.
That said, the one thing that will get a station in a, what I would call a mid-market or a small market, to say, maybe we don't need this, is constant change.
Yeah.
Because when you deal with local advertisers, they want to know Mike and Mike is in the morning. They want to know Dan Patrick is in the midday. And frequent change when you can't even, I don't even know who the hell's on the air right now. Like, that gets to a point where they go, I get that I don't have a budget, but I do have to find a product that can be consistent. The bigger markets, obviously that's a different deal, because a top 20 market, if they're going to put on a network show, they're doing it, one, because they think obviously there's a big enough brand there that they could still perform. Mm-hmm. They're also thinking, even if we lose some ratings here, it's a big enough name that brings enough guests, and maybe that'll spill over with some access on our other shows. And so that's a bigger part of this. But look, I think it's more, I don't think it's mostly about the major markets, because the major markets, ESPN owns New York, LA, and Dallas. They can do whatever they want. Those are their brands. They're not getting a lot of clearance in other cities.
Mm-hmm.
So like Chicago, for example, 1000 clears some network, but they had to. That was part of the deal.
Yep.
When they got the station. So there's not a lot of top 20 markets going, let's go with a bunch of network. They're going to be more local. They have more money to do it. This is really about market 25 to 500.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go to the market and say, we're on 400 stations, you're putting your affiliate reps in a tough spot with constant change, because somewhere down the road, they're going to be saying, we're proudly on 300 stations. We're proudly on 250 stations. Because look, it's no secret, the sports betting world is rising. There's a lot of money in that space. Everyone from DraftKings to VSiN to Action Network, their Sports Grid, they're all looking for ways to say, how can we be in the network space? Some of these stations at some point are going to say, you know what? Maybe it's time to lean into this. There's money there, and we'd feel better about going into a space that's rising rather than one that's not and constantly has change.
So let me ask, because that was something I've been thinking about, is especially VSiN and Sports Grid have established network lineups that they can take to a station. Right now, DraftKings, FanDuel, they both have the money to do it as soon as they are ready. Do you think that given the turnover of ESPN Radio and given the rising popularity of sports gambling with people playing and with advertisers spending money, do you think we could start to see stations in, states that have not legalized sports gambling seriously look at those kind of networks as affiliation possibilities?
No doubt. I just saw it. Jacksonville just put VSiN on. Florida's not legal yet. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be more. Look, I have no idea where things are going to go, but I know when DraftKings invests $50 million in Dan Le Batard, it's not for today. It's right. for what they think it'll be. If all of a sudden tomorrow they said Dan Le Batard and friends, just like he did on the YouTube channel, are now available to radio stations, mm-hmm. do you think maybe some stations that had his show on before would pick it up? Probably, right? Yeah. If OutKick built up their network and said, we're going to offer 24 hours and we're going to do a bunch of things, would they get some affiliates? Probably. How about this? Beyond that, I mean, DraftKings has the muscle. If they wanted to just do, I mean, their partners, they bought VSiN, so right. they could do more of that, right? iHeart, Fox, they're going to do something in the betting space in a bigger way down the road. Mm-hmm. Odyssey is going to do something with BetQL. Like, there's just so many things that are going to come, and there's so many things we don't even know right now that'll be there in a few years. And so as I look at the network space, and I see growing frustration with people in leadership positions, what they're saying is, we're looking for something that will provide us consistency and give us optimism that we're going to continue to grow. Right now, what ESPN has to do is make people feel like they're growing. There's not a lot of enthusiasm that way right now. It's the opposite. This is the third time in a year that people, and it's, you know, look, no one cares about my world, but this damn cell phone
sure.
doesn't stop when these things happen. And it's not from the board op at a radio station.
Right.
So I sit there and I go, what am I supposed to tell to these folks? Like, I could tell you so many times, like, look, there's value. But when you change things three times in a year, and even if the talent is better today, which I agree it is, you can't, right now it's hard to convince people the talent will be the talent in six right. months. And that's the biggest issue ESPN's got to solve.
All right, that is going to do it for us today. Thanks to JB for joining me. Obviously, the ESPN radio developments are worth paying attention to moving forward. And again, I'll go back to the beginning of the episode. I think sooner rather than later, we are going to hear more names joining Rachel Nichols amongst those invited not to be back covering the NBA for ESPN this fall. Talk to you next week, everybody.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Thanks for listening to the Media Noise Podcast with Dimitri Ravanos. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review, and check back soon for new episodes. To stay up to date on the latest sports media happenings, visit BarrettSportsMedia.com.